News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 20th of March, Anno Domini 2004. And you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is
the first day of spring.
It's the vernal equinox.
Yep.
It is my friend Brian's birthday. Happy birthday, Brian. And we're here for an hour and a half's worth of fun, entertainment,
news, views,
stuffy peanuts. Exactly right. We'll start with the news, and I think we'll start with Steve, because he's not ready.
Yes, I'm not ready.
Oh.
No. It was kind of an interesting week in the Mac world. Nothing really major happened, except Apple released a new update to OS X.
Ooh. What that
10.3.3, speed improvements, Windows networking improvements, and one of the nicest things, if you are on a larger network, is that they got the network browser working very good now. When you connect to a remote server, it shows up as a separate icon in your sidebar. You used to have to go back through the network browser, basically the network neighborhood concept in Windows, to find your servers again. If you wanted to unmount from a server. So it was a little tricky to disconnect from a server once you're connected to it. So now that makes it a little bit easier. They've also announced that the next version of OS X, presumably 10.4, is going to add a spoken interface built into it for blind users. There are already certain systems built in the user accessibility preferences. Well, it works in OS 9.
Okay.
There isn't really anything for OS 10 yet.
Okay.
Apple's user usability preference works for visually impaired people, where it will magnify your screen up to 16 times, and it will convert from the colored aqua to a pure black and white that some people can see.
That is so wild. On the PC side, they've got a product called Zoom Text.
Yep.
And I've taken on a 21-inch monitor. You can blow them up so big, literally one icon can fill
the whole
21-inch
screen.
Yep. Screen.
So now with the spoken interface, every button, every object, every window, every dialog box will be able to speak to you under the cursor. So it's going to make it easier for blind people to actually use the Mac. They have a public beta out now that you can sign up for and download at the Apple website. And presumably the next version of OS X, likely 10.4, will have that built in. So the spoken interface for OS X, and I'll have a link up on the our website shortly.
Nice. And, of course, I'm sure you read about the woman who beat her husband to death with an iPod.
No, I hadn't heard that one.
Yes. In Memphis, Tennessee, a Memphis woman was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Actually, it's her boyfriend. She bludgeoned her boyfriend to death with an iPod.
Now they're going to be considered lethal weapons?
What kind of music was it playing?
Exactly.
Maybe she didn't like his music.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe he died of blunt trauma to the head after being repeatedly bludgeoned with an iPod, a popular MP3 player produced by Apple. No motive. It's a domestic dispute after the boyfriend erase the contents of her iPod.
Oh, that'll do it.
I think she should get off. I'm saying it's
got
self-defense.
Yeah.
Sure, no question.
Can you imagine going to court for a charge like that? I don't know.
Yeah,
getting beaten by an electronic device, I don't know. I'd be embarrassed.
Now, it's usually
fireplace pokers and yardsticks.
However, according to Apple's website, the iPod is partially made of a hard metal plate. They say it's resistant to regular wear and tear. I don't know how regular this is going to be.
No, and it does provide impact resistance, so the machine keeps playing when you drop
right,
it.
Right. The question is, was it still playable?
Yes. They're going to do it like the old Timex watch.
Right.
Remember?
Yep.
They sit there and do a torture test. They got to get the bungee. You know, have the commercial.
Is this going to be the new?
Not quite sure if Apple would want to do that.
The new commercial.
Yeah. And it's working.
It's still ticking. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAS.
Wham's Glenn Beck.
The real story is different depending on what your lust for power is.
Nobody said Paul O'Neill, the dishonest man.
I believe everything he said.
Then you need to get on the other side of politics.
Don hasn't heard a damn word I've said.
If President Bush thought there was weapons of mass destruction,
you
in
have
Iraq,
to go on the weapons of mass destruction argument because you cannot win the argument that we're having right now. But in your lust for power, you'll do whatever you can to win.
Debuting Monday morning at 9 on Wham.
I can't believe we're going to Italy. The vacation of a lifetime signed entirely by my wonderful husband.
Not really.
What do you mean? You booked a flight?
Not really.
The sightseeing trip to Sicily?
Not really.
Hotels? Cars? Traveler's checks?
Not really.
Did you arrange anything?
Not really. It was all AAA.
Planning a big vacation is no small venture. That's why thousands of people a year rely on AAA, with expert travel agents specializing in every point on the planet and over a century of experience behind every booking. Why would you trust anyone else?
So, AAA really planned the whole vacation?
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, then I forgive you for making me panic.
Really?
No, not really. Meet with an agent or visit AAA.com. AAA. Travel with someone you trust.
Experience Europe's beauty with Trafalgar Tours. Attend our Touring Europe seminar on Wednesday, March 24th at 6 p.m. at AAA in Penfield. Call 377-8500 for details.
Discover Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford. It's the grand opening of the new truck center with over 150 trucks available.
Your vision to drive, your vision to stay.
F-250s and F-350s, 4x4 supercabs, over 50 available. F-Series automatic with air conditioning from $14,995 or $249 a month. New four-door Explorers from just $299 a month. New Rangers from just $149 a month. Rochester's best selection of pre-owned vehicles with over 200 to choose from. Like 2001 and 2002 Tauruses starting at just $199 a month. Plus free oil changes, a $500 value. And don't forget their $1,000 lowest price guarantee. Plus get 24-hour service with no appointment necessary. And an on-site body shop for your convenience. The grand opening of the new truck center at Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford.
Tax and motor vehicle fees collected on delivery. Payment 72 months term at 7% interest with approved credit. All rebates applied, including college graduate and owner loyalty. Prior sales excluded.
Your vision to drive, your vision to save. Vision will move you.
Don't Oldsmobile deliver soundbites.
There are definite rites of passage in a woman's life. Her first designer handbag.
Extraordinary and expensive.
Her first foreign car.
Extraordinary and very expensive.
And Messner carpeting.
Extraordinary flooring, but at an ordinary price.
Yes, Messner does have extraordinary carpets, rugs, and flooring, but at ordinary prices. You'll love the extraordinary service, too, just like customer Debbie Bassett from Fairport.
Number one, the customer service, and he just kept his word about everything. Delivery date, the installation, the price is what they quote you. Never goes up a penny. They took the old carpet out, put the new carpet in, you would never know they were here. The floor came out perfect.
It's time for Messner's storewide spring sale with up to 50% off. Everything is up to 50% off now at Messner Carpet, Rugs, and Flooring. 19 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. Extraordinary floors at an ordinary price.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
Watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
And it's not just Nick Francesco, it's also
Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
and Rob Linton, because we are a team. and we're going to go back to the news. And this time we're going to talk to another member of the team.
You?
The ever popular and generally awake, Dave Enright. Dave Enright, ladies and gentlemen!
Yay! Before I get into news, though, I got to say a special thank you to those folks over in the town of Irondequoit, mainly the ladies over in the permit and zoning. As some of you folks might know, I purchased another house over on Empire Boulevard near Dan's Crafts and Donuts Delight.
Across from St. Ambrose.
Yep, we're right over in that area, and we're in the midst of doing it. And these ladies, Donna and Pamela and the rest of the ladies over there, the whole crew, Greg, the whole crew has just made this process so easy. Because, you know, a lot of folks you hear, you know, trying to go through this process, it can usually be a nightmare. But they've sat there and told me this, this, and this, and it has gone through so smooth. You know, they just really care and want you to get through this, and they bent over backwards. I can't say thank you enough for making this so smooth and looking forward to moving into the neighborhood. And
okay, it's enough sucking up. Get to the news.
All right. But no, it just has. You know, I've heard so many other nightmares.
Yeah.
I remember way back when.
It's nice to find civil service that's actually serving you.
Well, yeah.
Civil.
And civil, yes.
Well, you remember back in the old days before Maggie Brooks took over the motor vehicle, going to the DMV was like a living nightmare, you know? And now you can go into, I've gone over to the West Henrietta one, or East Henrietta one, on East Henrietta Road there. And they get a ticket now. It tells you exactly how much time you're going
to
be
and
sitting.
And you can sit down. You don't have to stand in line for 4 hours.
I mean, you know, and it's through that, you know, so they've gotten a bad rap. And, again, thanks, folks. But moving on to the news. Well, Toshiba's done it again, folks. They've, and along with their technology, has also gotten them into the Guinness record for the smallest hard drive. They now have a hard drive that is 0.85 inches. That they just revealed, and it's a 4-gigabyte hard drive. The hard drive right now is used in cell phones and digital cameras. Toshiba also has a 1.8-inch hard drive, which is used currently
in the
iPods, for example.
The iPod Mini uses the IBM Hitachi 1-inch drive, so now this 0.08 inches will make them even smaller.
So this 0.85, you know, they plan on starting to produce this by the end of 2004, which isn't that far away because we're already into March already and creeping up on April. But things are just going to get smaller and smaller. It's just like the old days when you thought it was, for you folks that can remember, back when Dick Tracy used to have, be talking into his watch, and they go, oh, that'll never happen. Well, you know, it's getting that small, folks, and it's not unreal that you'll be literally able to carry probably more power around in your PDA and even in your watch and cell phone than you probably have on some of your older computers right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's true, isn't it?
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, that's what I think all three of us really like about this field, is it's been a technology since day one that hasn't stood still. It just keeps moving forward, and they just keep improving, smaller, better, I mean, more efficient. I mean, you can remember back in the old days when the hard drives were starting to come out, and I can remember getting my first 300 meg hard drive. I think, oh, great. This is all the space I'm going to need.
I told my wife one time, and she brings it up to this day, an Apple II. It has 64K of RAM, an integer basic card, two 16-sector, how was it,
140K.
140K each, and a monitor and a Silentype thermal printer. And I looked at this great setup, and I said, this is it, Elaine. I will never need... And I had a
thing.
No, I forget what speed the modem was. 14.4.
Oh, you were up there.
No, 1,200 baud modem. I had a 1,200 baud modem.
I was going to say, I started out with a 300.
Right, I had a 1,200, and I thought to myself, and I said to her, this is it. I'll never need it. She brings it up to me time and time again now. Honey, I need a new Linux box. Wait a minute! Yeah, that old Apple II.
Well, my wife keeps reminding me back in the day.
And the Apple II probably still works.
It does. The old 300 baud modem.
Oh, yeah.
And now with the internet in it, and she'll sit there because she's got her own computer. And says, well, this is so slow. We're on the internet. I said, wait a minute. Do you remember back when I was on the old 300 baud? She goes, yeah, and you ran the phone bill up
for
the mortgage.
I knew you were going to like that.
I'm getting nailed about that one.
Yep. Well, on the Microsoft front this week, and particularly when it comes to the poll, which we'll talk about a little later, the European Commission The European Union, the EU, has sued Microsoft for monopolistic practices. That's a semi-familiar thing. This, in particular, they were talking about the fact that the media player is bundled into Windows and therefore locks out other vendors. And what they want, and that's among many other things. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the suit, and negotiations went forward and broke down, and went forward and broke down, and we'll see what the story is on Monday. There's a major announcement about it, but right now, the real problem is twofold, really: the Windows Media Player and the Microsoft Server interfaces, the API, the connections into the interface, into the server interfaces. And the basic deal behind the suit is that they're so locked down that nobody, you know, they're locking out third party vendors, and that's a monopoly,
yeah.
An illegally monopolistic,
like they say, stand in line,
stuff like that. Yeah. So we'll see what it comes down to, but it'll be interesting to follow this case because you know, we have the same thing here, and the Department of Justice basically gave him a little wrist slap and sent him on their way. So we'll see what happens with that. And we'll talk more about that when it comes around to the poll. But we're going to take another break right now. Back in just a couple of minutes with all of your calls. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbite on 1180 WHAM.
If you missed WHAM's Bob Matthews, you dropped the ball.
I love trades in all sports. They're fun. But I think the NHL trade deadline is an absolute joke. It's way too late in the season. And too many teams that are out of contention trade too many of their players. And I just don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's fair that the contending teams that have the most money can load up. And the Sabres can't do that. We all know that. Totally unfair.
Bob Matthews, weeknights, 6 till 8 on WHAM.
The fourth annual Ontario Shore Marathon is almost here. It's May 1st at Hamlin Beach State Park. You can test your endurance in the full marathon or walk a 5K. There'll also be a group relay, or you can just stop by and see WHAM's Brad Davies. He'll be there to cheer everyone on. To register, call the Arthritis Foundation at 264-1480 or register online at wham1180.com. The Ontario Shore Marathon, to benefit the Arthritis Foundation. Sponsored in part by News Radio 1180 WHAM.
WHAM.
Martha Stewart has been convicted of obstructing justice and lying to federal prosecutors.
No matter what the news.
The jury has just found Martha Stewart guilty of all four charges she faced.
No matter when it happens.
Martha sat stunned.
It didn't make a difference that she testified.
There was an audible gasp from the media.
You will always get the latest news first.
Stewart in the courtroom said to be visibly shocked by the verdict.
That's our commitment to you. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Pat Summitt, head coach of the Tennessee Lady Volunteers. A special thanks to all the sponsors who've made the 26th annual WHAM Sportswomen of the Year Awards Luncheon possible.
Camp Good Days and Special Times, Gatinga, USA, Ballantine RV and Marine, U.S. Classics International Gymnastics Competition at Blue Cross Arena May 14th through the 16th. Pat Summitt's appearance courtesy of Frontier, a Citizens Communications Company.
I'll see you on April 26th.
Wham's Michael Savage.
I don't give a damn how many stinkers in black robes say thou shalt blow up the Ten Commandments.
Michael Savage.
I don't care how many ponytail degenerate pot-smoking judges on the federal bench want to steal the soul of America.
Michael Savage, weeknights at 8.
There are more of us than there are them.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The Savage Nation, be here or be nowhere.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Bob Linton.
And Soundbites is on the air. I wanted to do that.
Fun.
Cool, thanks. It was fun for me. I don't really care about you.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. Tell me how you really feel on that, all right?
Poor Rob. He's been here since what, Tuesday?
Yeah. It feels like Pierce them on, yeah, Tuesday.
And so he's just a little punchy right now, so we're on the dump button just in case he says something we shouldn't say.
Yeah, because as to say, I heard him this morning on the home repair clinic.
Yep.
Going away at it there. I mean,
he's been here since about 6, I think.
Yeah, it gets a little difficult. I was here till 10 last night. Then they had me back at about 5:30 this morning. You kind of wonder.
Oh, big stinking deal. You're young.
What day? Yeah, but I still get tired.
I don't care. You're young.
All right.
You sleep when you're my age, for heaven's sake. Our first caller is Lewis from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Lewis. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just have a quick question. If I download a file from onto the computer and I put it into a folder, I make up a folder or shared folder, I used to be able to right-click, and there was an option where I could scan with Norton before opening it. And now, is there a way I can put that back? It came off, and I'm just wondering if there's a way to add to your right toolbar, to put that back on there.
That should be added automatically by Norton when it's installed.
The fact
that it's gone makes
it... Yeah, and all one day, it wasn't there. Yeah,
it makes us think you have a virus that disabled Norton.
Yeah.
Everything's up to date, and...
Yeah, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, there are some viruses that make it look like Norton is still running, but it's not.
Yeah.
Really?
So your best bet is to head over to the Tango page, the security Tango page, at soundbite.org /tango.php.
/tango.php. PHP.
Yeah. And the very first link is Stinger. In fact, you should probably follow the entire security Tango from the very beginning down to the end.
Okay, so we'll go to soundbite.org.
Yeah, and on there
and
you'll
see... And that's with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you.
And you'll just see right over on the right-hand side the security Tango, and it takes you right to that page.
And it'll run me through the...
And you can
it all.
Select each one of them, download them, and install them. But on the SpyBot and AdAware, after you install them, the first thing you want to do is once you start the program, this is for both spyware... SpyBot and AdAware, is have it check for updates.
Okay, yeah, I do the AdAware probably every other day.
Good.
Okay.
Try that, and that should
let
do
it know.
Stinger's
let
the
it
key.
Know.
It will find viruses that turn off your antivirus.
Now that, okay, and then when that happens, it'll tell me what do I do.
It will clean the virus.
It'll clean them.
And then you'll have to uninstall and reinstall your Norton.
Okay.
Right. And it talks about all of that on the Tango page.
Great.
And for everybody else listening, you should always download a fresh, clean copy of Stinger every time you want to run it.
They're constantly updating it.
They're constantly updating it. And that also guarantees that you don't have a damaged version.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for your help, guys.
Thanks. It's getting more and more.
Well, we even had a couple folks through our Squirrel Mail account ask, is there a way that I can just have it automatically download it? Does it? No, you've got to manually go up. It's just a utility, and you've got to go up and get it.
Yeah.
I mean, McAfee could almost make another side product of this.
Well, they could, but, you know, God bless them for making this one free.
Yeah.
That's great of them. That's great of them.
So, you know, it doesn't take that long. It's not that big of a file.
Yeah, it's a pretty tiny file.
Floppy.
Yeah, considering it's a pretty small file. Well, if you've got dial-up, it's going to be slower. Our next caller, Keener from Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome.
I got a Mac question for Steve.
Sure.
I got a CI, and I'm...
It's a good time for the rest of you to go out for popcorn.
Right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I got a CI. It's my wife's, and I'm running System 9.1 on it, and I put in, or I actually put in 4.7 Netscape. And when I go to eBay and look it up and click on it, it comes up with a message that says... the application Netscape has unexpectedly quit because of a type error 2. I've got 192 megabytes of RAM in it on a 400 megahertz machine, and I've upped the amount of memory allocated to the Netscape folder from 14986 to 17935 for the minimum, and restarted the machine, and I still got the problem.
You might want to try bumping that up to 25 or 30 megs.
25 or 30 megs?
Yeah.
How much?
One of the problems is sites like eBay and pretty much any site on the Internet these days are very dynamic, media content rich, and they like to have a lot of memory. You also might be running into problems because you're running an older version of Netscape. I think 4.7.9 was the last of the 4s.
Right, but I put in 7, and it was I had more problems.
Yeah, most of the later versions of Netscape are designed to work best in OS X.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's harder.
My other machine, I use Safari, and I don't have a problem. But when you touch up eBay on this one,
yeah,
what comes up is a whole different graphic layout than I see on mine.
Well, some websites do that. They'll check what version of a browser you're running and give you a less intense page if you're running an older browser.
But I have the same version browser on my Blue and White G3 that I do on this iMac, and I get a different graphic.
Do you still have the Blue and White G3?
Yeah, right.
And you still see the other page?
The other page, yes, I do.
So the same site with the same browser on two machines
well,
shows
yeah, but the
pages.
Other question is I'm running 10.2 on the other one, and I'm running Safari.
There might be differences in
Well, now, wait a minute. The other machine is running Safari, not Netscape.
Well, it goes to Netscape. It's a home page.
Well, that's not the Netscape browser. That's just the Netscape web page. They're
okay.
Completely independent of each other,
right.
and don't matter.
Right.
Increase the memory allocation and download a new version of Java. That's a big thing, too,
right.
From Apple.
Okay.
Try those and let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Lins, and me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. It's WHAM's health and medical reporter, Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers, available at Q, the Medical Spa at Lindsay House, 973 East Avenue, and at Plaza Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation, Stone Ridge Plaza Greece, Whipple Lane, Irondequoit, and online at plazaptmed.cc.
There's so many things to close at your Nissan dealer. The hood over the Nissan Altima's powerful engine. The rear hatch of the rugged Xterra or 240 horsepower Pathfinder. The doors on the fun Nissan Sentra. Now you can close something else. A great deal. During Nissan's Close of Great Deal sales event. Through March 31st, get 0.9 APR financing for 60 months or up to $2,500 cash back on select new 2004 Nissans. So check under the hoods, look in the trunks, slam a few doors, and close a great deal on a thrilling new Nissan with 0.9% financing or up to $2,500 cash back. But hurry, on March 31st, this sales event is closed. Nissan, shift performance. Financing for well-qualified buyers, $1,705 per month for 1,000 borrowed cash back when you purchase select new Nissans. Take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 3/31/04.
Look, Jamaican Blue Mountain, rich Vienna roast, all my favorite coffee blends, all in one place. I must be dreaming.
You're not dreaming. You're at Hess Express. Our mountaintop coffee shop is a coffee lover's dream. Some places don't know beans about coffee, but Hess Express is premium all the way, with a world of gourmet blends that we fresh brew every 20 minutes. That's a Hess Express guarantee.
Mmm, delicious. Who knew Hess Express had coffee this good? And these Hess Express prices, way less than that gourmet place I've been going to.
Hey, we'll even give you a free cup of our delicious mountaintop coffee. Join our Hess Express Coffee Club, buy four coffees, and get the next one free.
Free coffee. I must be dreaming.
The mountaintop coffee shop at Hess Express, a coffee lover's dream. So wake up and smell the coffee, only at Hess Express. Here's another Hess Express deal you're going to love. Get two Pepsi 12-packs for only $5. Two Pepsi 12-packs, only $5 through March 31st at participating locations.
Soundbite, powered by Patrick GMC.
Did you ever think it would only take you 20 minutes to buy your new Toyota? When you visit LeBrun Toyota just this side of Canandaigua, it's a quick 20-minute drive. And once you get there, your experience will be unlike most you may have known in the past. See, the owner is on the premises daily, getting personally involved to give you the best trade value on your current vehicle and a great deal on your new or used Toyota. You can negotiate the same price for a Toyota from most any dealership. The difference is what you'll receive on your trade, and that's what makes makes LeBrun different. They also have a large selection of new and used Toyota cars, SUVs, plus the absolute largest choice of Toyota trucks in the area. Qualified buyers are eligible for 0% financing on selected models. After you purchase from LeBrun Toyota and you can't spare the 20 minutes to bring it in for service, LeBrun will pick up your vehicle, service it, bring it back to you at no extra charge, or get you a free loaner. Only from LeBrun Toyota. Route 332 in Canandaigua, just 6 miles from Thruway Exit 44. Got 20? Get to LeBrun.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information? To Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group. Every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco. Oh. I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Lipson.
Sorry, I distracted him. Sorry.
No. What, are you surfing for porn again?
No. He's reading an email.
Reading an email.
One of our email.
I'm wondering if that's anything. The guy I know.
Could be.
I don't know. I don't know him. I don't care. Be on the air when you got to be on the air.
Well, we're trying to handle some other stuff.
Where's your computer? You were going to be bringing a computer every week now.
His wife wouldn't let him.
You want to write me a note?
All right. Well, very subtle. Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen. Our next caller.
Well, why does he have that sound in the computer?
Apparently just for us.
I have it for all the shows I produce on purpose.
Yeah. Our next caller reaching all the way down to New... And Joy-Z. I do mean down to Joy-Z, and we're talking to the world-famous Moody Blues 100, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
How you doing, guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Moody, pretty good.
Our guy at Market, we talked to Moody now. It's a sound bites kind of day. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that the stream is coming in loud and clear.
Good.
Sounds pretty good. Although I had to move away from that desk to get away from the audio for a moment.
Yeah, right.
If you want to hear yourself, you're about a minute and a half behind on the internet.
No, thanks. Been there, done that. Thanks. No. There's seven people listening right now. We're experimenting with streaming, and right now we've been doing this for a few weeks now. It seems to be going pretty well, and as Moody says, it seems to be coming over fairly nicely. We have seven listeners right now. We have the capability of 25. I suspect when we get up to that, it's going to be just the tiniest bit distorted. But so far with seven, it hasn't been bad at all. You know, there are places where you get 400 people on at once, but we don't have that kind of equipment.
Well,
really.
We're just trying this out. I mean, it's still in the infancy.
Right. Oh, eight. Somebody else just came on from Rochester. We have Weehawken. I assume that's you.
Yeah, how do you determine that I'm from Weehawken? Because Weehawken's about a half an hour from where I actually am.
Well, there's a special status page that I can log into where I can actually kick people out. Want to see that happen?
I'll catch the archive then. Unless you're planning on kicking somebody else out.
No, there's a special status page where I can see who's connected and how long and if they got underruns and you know, I can check the quality of the stream and it seems to be coming along all right. And it says that there's somebody coming in at dialup-171.blah-blah-blah-blah-blah at weehawken.level3.net.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really not near Weehawken, but maybe that's where the dial-up
apparently
ultimately...
your internet provider is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's how
actually,
that works.
I'm using just Net Zero down here. I have Roadrunner at home, but just for checking email, I figured dial-up's good enough and Net Zero's cheap enough.
Yep.
Right. So
you're actually streaming over dial-up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, after you had announced there were like 15 or so listeners, I did start to get a lot of buffering, and I was wondering if it's because I was on dial-up or because there was a strain on the stream.
Yeah, maybe a little both. Got 9 online now. You can connect to the stream from the main page at soundbites.org. We've got somebody from TELUS. We've got somebody from Mindspring. A bunch of people from Roadrunner, which I think is a little silly. Can't they just hear it live? But okay, it's kind of fun this way. Somebody from Frontier and... somebody who doesn't resolve, I wonder who that is.
Other question I had was about the link.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you don't have a direct link that'll either bring up the audio player automatically or why it
well,
has to
that doesn't
be
happen on my
browser?
Yeah, that doesn't happen on my site. That happens from your end. All I can do is make the connection. I'll look into that. I don't know if I'm using wrong...
It's on the archive site. The .pls files automatically tell my streamer to open up. So I click on the stream icon, it opens my iTunes and opens the stream.
But here it's just the raw MP3. Let me look into that. That's a lovely question.
I know there are other shows that when you click on their link for a stream, it goes right into whatever audio player is your default audio
player.
Let
me look into what I'm doing wrong. It's clearly me, and I'll fix that. Or not. He's in New Jersey. Well, what's he going to do to me? All right, we got to go. We got to go, Moody. Thanks for calling and keep listening. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, all of you back in a couple of minutes. Soundbites on 1180 WHM.
If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur, you should attend the Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2004, Thursday, April 1st, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Riverside Convention Center. It's the networking event for small businesses. Get free tickets at sohorochester.com. The Small Business Show is sponsored by Singular Wireless, Integrated Marketing, Staples, CyberTech Wireless, MCSI, ITH Staffing, Computer Rentals, Casbah, Spatola Party Rentals, Fox Rochester, Business Strategies, and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
It's the WHAM News Source 13 Pledge-a-thon to benefit Crime Stoppers this Thursday. Crime Stoppers is a local agency that works with area law enforcement to run down criminals and bring them to justice. This Thursday is Crime Stoppers' only fundraising event of the year. So please donate and help WHAM help Crime Stoppers. The Crime Stoppers Pledge-a-thon all day Thursday from News Radio 1180. WHAM. Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180. WHAM. Rochester.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Fort Bragg is home to Army personnel, many of whom who have been or are serving now in Iraq. And not far from that base, in Fayetteville, anti-war demonstrators. CBS News reporter Jim Krasula is watching them this midday.
Many of these war protesters are wearing T-shirts that say peace is patriotic. Some of their signs read, war begets violence. Lies, lies, and more lies cost American lives. Bring them home now. Bush is a terrorist. Impose democracy as dictatorship from abroad. And no more blood for oil.
Not everyone in that crowd had the same political point. Frank Davis came to North Carolina from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a retired naval officer.
I support the president. I support our troops. And I think these people that are counter-protesting, they're protesting the war in Iraq and protesting against America, are traitors to this country. They're giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
In New York City. Protesters were serenaded by that song. And in London, this woman put British Prime Minister Tony Blair on notice.
Warmongers lose elections. We should be out of Iraq. We have no business there.
Other rallies have been held across Europe, in Japan, and in Australia.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Bob Linton. And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in just a couple of minutes, so please hang on. But first we're going to talk a little bit about what goes on our website at soundbites.org. And that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll was about PDA and what operating system they run. There were 434 of you who voted in that. That ties for number 12 on the all-time hit list. Thanks to each and every one of you for that. And so the winner, of course, was 40% of you. We don't need no stinking PDA. Followed by the Palm OS, followed by pen and paper, followed by Windows, followed by Linux. And I can't tell you the number of complaints I got for snubbing the iPod as not actually being a PDA. simply because my definition of PDA is different from everybody else's.
Someone else pointed to me, though, that the iPod does have input capabilities. There's a voice recorder you can buy to actually turn it into a digital tape recorder.
Right, that's that little extra pluggy thing.
Yeah,
that sits above
sticks
it,
on the top, and,
yeah,
and it's a voice recorder.
A looking thing, yeah.
So, and that turns it into basically a song in your playlist, and you can use it for recording meetings or notes or whatnot, or even just a personal voice recorder.
Now that is interesting. It's nice to be able to record stuff like this. I'm waiting to see students bring them into classes and record the entire class.
Well, we have a lot of people asking about dictation software.
Mm-hmm.
They want to record a meeting and then play that recording into their dictation software and have it type it for them.
You can do that.
It's a little tricky, though.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine is a court stenographer,
mm-hmm.
and you can buy specialized software that actually does that for you.
Yeah, because most dictation software you have to train to your voice, so it would have to be trained to the speaker's voice if you want to do this.
Right. What this does is it not only it records it and transcribes it, so you can go back and fix the transcription because they're never 100% accurate.
Yeah.
But it does that all for you. It's pretty neat. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
No.
And that's why my wife has a job as a transcriptionist, because they're not cheap.
Exactly.
Actually, her former boss at the office she used to work at bought this like $10,000 transcription
yep.
system. And it's even worse for medical. Medical and
yes.
legal have their own terms.
Right.
But he barely used it.
Yeah, because it's just not as
yeah.
good as
yeah.
the people. Anyway, the poll this week is about Microsoft versus the European Union. As we talked about earlier, the European Union has sued Microsoft for monopolistic practices. In particular, the main complaint was that they have things like the media player built right into Windows, which blocks competitors. Microsoft's reply, of course, is that it's simple customer service to provide the user with everything he or she needs to have a complete computer system. So our question this week is, Microsoft versus the EU, is it in fact customer service or is it monopolistic practices? It's a simple question, and so far we've got 66 responses, 70 responses. 70% of you believe it's a monopolistic practice. Once you're done entering your vote at the poll on soundbites.org, please stop over to my website. There's a little yellow box underneath it. The link there will take you to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com, where you can enter your opinion on the poll. We've got 17 people who have answered the poll so far. Most of them have no idea what we're talking about, but they felt compelled to leave a comment anyway, which I think is so sweet. And once you're done with that, please take a look around on our website. You'll find all kinds of really interesting things going on. Dave's tips are there, the movie posters, the logo saga, and the best part of Soundbites, the forum. So please join us there. We've got 1,700 users, 1,708 users so far on the poll, on the forum. So please join us there. We're going to go back to the phones right now, however, and the first person we're going to talk to now that we're back is Jim from Victor. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Good afternoon, guys. I run a Toshiba laptop, and it has Windows XP on it. And when I plug into my network in the office, we're running NT server in the office. The rest of the machines in the office are all running Windows 98, but for some reason, the only two machines that have this problem are Windows XP machines, mine and another guy's laptop. And it seems as if every time we go to access the server, you get files off of the server, and no matter what program it is, whether it's Word, Excel, or AutoCAD, or some other program, the access to the server hangs, causes the computer to hang from anywhere from 1 minute to 3 or 4 minutes before it finally kicks on and starts reading the files on the server.
But then it works after this delay?
Yes.
Are you using DHCP?
We're using TCP/IP as our network protocol, yeah.
But static addresses or dynamic addresses?
Static, I believe they are.
When you connect to the network, when you first boot up your machine, are you logging into the network?
Yes. The only other thing I can think of that both of us, the two laptops we have, both of them have VPN software on it, but we deactivate the VPN software when we're in the office. So I don't know if that's something to do with it or not. But
when you say you deactivate it, how do you do that?
It's a WatchGuard mobile VPN software, and we just go in there, right click the mouse, and say deactivate security.
Okay. What's happening in that minute then? Do you have the same problem when you're surfing the net?
Yes.
Yes. And the reason is that it's you've deactivated the VPN, but the system still thinks that you use it.
TSR.
So it spends about a minute trying to get through via the VPN, then gives up and uses the other interface. So hang on to the line when we come back in just a couple of minutes. We'll give you a little bit more information on that and how to fix it. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Jim from Victor, as opposed to Victor from Jim, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites and 1180 WHAL.
Wow, Glenn Beck.
You know what really hacks me off about this gay marriage thing where they're just starting to just marry people?
First of all, when did it happen that we could just start breaking the law? If we don't agree with it,
here it is.
Glenn Beck.
When you can't win an argument
based on the facts.
Debuting Monday morning at 9.
You know what? You might win in a court of law. Fight it in a court of law.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Fight it in the court of public opinion.
Sway people's opinion.
Debuting Monday at 9.
Make a good case.
On WHAM.
Imagine if furniture was built just for you, designed by you. At Bassett, they can help you create the home of your dreams, room by room, that reflects your style, not theirs. They can offer custom furniture without the customary wait. They can even help you design that special room free of charge with their design experts. Visit this weekend for Bassett's spring sale. Now is the time to save 20% on select collections that are just as individual as you are. Plus, take advantage of their no interest and no payments for 12 months. Flexible financing, free design help, and fast delivery. Bassett. Three convenient locations, West Ridge Road, Greece, West Henrietta Road at Marketplace, and Route 96, Victor, just past Eastview Mall. You've never bought furniture like this before.
Honey.
Hmm?
How was school?
Hmm.
Got homework?
Mm-mm.
Good. I'll be home by 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate? Communicate any way you choose with Frontier Choices Unlimited. Combine unlimited long-distance internet and local services to get them all for one low price and save big. Start with local service, then choose all your favorite calling features like voicemail, caller ID, call waiting. Your internet connection like maximum speed DSL, Rochester's fastest, and unlimited long distance that's really unlimited. Meaning you can call anyone, anytime, anywhere, across the state, across the country. It's just that simple. One low price on one bill from one place. Your local phone company. Frontier.
Oh, sweetie.
Mm.
Can you take out the trash and empty the dishwasher?
Ugh.
Oh, start dinner, fold the laundry.
Mom!
Frontier Choices Unlimited. Your choice of services for how you communicate. Sign up now and your first month of unlimited long distance is free. But only if you call 777-SAVE. Brado. Some restrictions apply.
Stone Lincoln Mercury delivers sound bites.
I can't believe we're going to Italy. The vacation of a lifetime planned entirely by my wonderful husband.
Not really.
What do you mean? You booked a flight.
Not really.
The sightseeing trip to Sicily?
Not really.
Hotels, cars, traveler's checks?
Not really.
Did you arrange anything?
Not really. It was all AAA.
Planning a big vacation is no small venture. That's why thousands of people a year rely on AAA. With expert travel agents specializing in every point on the planet and over a century of experience behind every booking, why would you trust anyone else?
So, AAA really planned the whole vacation?
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, then I forgive you for making me panic.
Really?
No, not really.
Meet with an agent or visit AAA.com. AAA. Travel with someone you trust.
Experience Europe's beauty with Trafalgar Tours. Attend our Touring Europe seminar on Wednesday, March 24th at 6 p.m. at AAA in Penfield. Call 377-8500 for details.
The Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition. It's driven by more standard power than the Accord or Camry. It's driven by an advanced symmetrical all-wheel drive system, which they don't even offer. It's driven by refinements, like custom alloy wheels, a power moonroof, and a leather-accented interior, with $1,600 in package savings. And at the Subaru All-Wheel Driveaway, now extended through March 31st, the Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition is driven by your choice of special low-rate financing or as much as $1,000 in customer cash rebates. The All-Wheel Drive Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition. Subaru. Driven by what's inside. Savings based on MSRP of package features priced separately. Financing offer subject to credit and insurance approval and cannot be combined with customer cash. Must take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st, 2004. See participating dealer for details.
More games than ever before. Every weekend, you'll hear every pitch, hit, and out. This year, when the Yankees play every weekend, they play on Wham! These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
And this is indeed Soundbites. And we're in the middle of an answer to Jim from Victor. And, Jim, the basic problem here is that we suspect that when you first boot up your system, you're loading the VPN software in at boot up, right?
It loads in, but I've been leaving it deactivated, so it loads, software loads, but it doesn't...
Yeah, but it's still a
it's
TSR.
It's not deactivated enough.
Right. The TSR.
Yes, but that's right. It is loading up at
Jim,
boot up.
Jim, one thing that I would suggest that you do is if you go into MSConfig and under the startup...
Okay.
Remove that program that starts automatically and put a copy of that program, you know, the actual, say it's a .exe file, whatever. Create a shortcut and put that out on your desktop so it doesn't start all the time. This way, when you start up the machine, when you do need the VPN, all you'd have to do is, on your desktop, click on that icon, it'll start.
Okay, I'm with you.
You could also, depending on how sophisticated you want to get, you could write a startup script so that when you turn the computer on, it asks you, are you docked to the network or are you undocked? And then it loads the VPN if it needs to when you tell it you're undocked.
Okay. Well, I'm not that sophisticated, but...
But this is just easy. It's one double click and bang, you're on the network at home.
Yeah, this way you can control whether, you know, it's being used at home or whether it's used in the office. You'll have control of whether the VPN gets loaded or not.
And that, you think that should hopefully solve the
problem? Yeah, I suspect that'll solve it.
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate all your help, guys.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Melissa from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, how you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
Oh, great. Thanks. I'm very excited to speak with you guys.
Our pleasure.
I have a PC. I'm operating Windows 98.
Yep.
And I have talked with the people at Dell. My computer is about 6 years old. One day it just decided to freeze up, and all I had was the wallpaper. I didn't have a start button. I didn't have a system
tray. Right. Mm-hmm.
And they said that I was going to have to reinstall Windows 98.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. no problem.
So they walked me.
That's usually the quickest, easiest thing to do.
Well, you can install it over what you have on it.
Okay.
So you won't lose anything.
Right. We did that. Mm-hmm. The problem is that my Outlook Express wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me that maybe my disk was corrupt and that I needed to find a new copy of the Windows 98 CD-ROM. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I called them back. In the meanwhile, because I needed to check my email, I actually downloaded a newer version of Outlook Express mm-hmm. on my computer.
Yeah.
So I was able to actually check my email, but I keep getting an error message now.
Yeah.
And not only am I getting an error message, but my when I use the Internet Explorer,
mm-hmm.
my colors are all fuzzy. My pictures are not.
Yeah. Clear. What error message do you get?
It just says this, and I apologize, I'm not home.
No.
This program is performed an illegal operation. It's going to be, it will be shut down. And then it says, you know, if the problem persists, contact the.
Right. Do you know which program it is? It usually says somewhere.
It says Explorer on the top, the blue,
that's
blue
the
line
top.
On the top.
One thing, Melissa, you see, when you reinstalled Windows over Windows, it doesn't always do a good job of remembering what video card you had.
Okay.
So you might have to reinstall the video card, and then that way you can select, you know, 800 by 600.
And that's why your colors are all off.
So that's why your colors are off.
Okay.
Now, as far as... Now, on the Explorer, when you start that up, it gives you, does it say a certain message?
Not Internet Explorer.
Windows Explorer is the name of the program that creates the desktop.
Yes, apparently one thing Microsoft does not spend any money on is somebody to make up names.
Windows Explorer is something else. Explorer is the desktop. So there's three different Explorer programs in your computer.
Okay. Okay.
One thing I'd be worried about is spyware, if the machine is that old, and the antivirus. You can also run the system file checker. Go to Start, choose Run, and type SFC. And it, because what it sounds like is there's a corrupt file somewhere in the Windows Explorer.
And SFC will repair it.
And that will repair those files. And that's something that sometimes reinstalling Windows doesn't do, because it sees the file is already there and doesn't necessarily put another one back in.
And doesn't check to see if it's corrupt, just to see if it's there.
Okay.
So SFC might solve your problem, and that's where I'd start.
Yeah, you just have to go to the Start, click on Run, and then in that little box, just type SFC.
Okay.
And it'll
bring
it up. We're
just looking for System File Checker.
And it'll let you go ahead and check your whole system for any corrupt files.
Okay.
And then you may want to install Adware and SpyBot and make sure you clean off any spy programs.
Yeah, are you running
something may have
software?
Caused the corruption in the first place.
Right. Okay. One thing you definitely want to do is follow our security tangle once you've got this little problem solved.
I'm sorry. I am searching for a pen right now.
That's okay. Luckily for you, you'll be able to listen to the archives, and they'll tell you exactly.
But you've
got
to get onto the internet.
All right.
A friend's machine. You can listen to the archive.
Yeah, right.
And
but yeah, try that first. The SFC.
Okay. Right.
And go to our security tangle, soundbites.org/tango.php.
Tango/php.
.php.
Oh, dot. Okay. Okay. All right, so run the SFC first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yipper.
Wonderful. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Welcome.
Good luck. Let us know what happens.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Our next caller, Charlie from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Charlie. What's your question?
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm having all kinds of problems, like with Norton antivirus, 2003. It hasn't run ever since I installed it, and it doesn't want to do anything. And the last time I booted up the computer, it said your Norton antivirus settings have been changed by an attacker. It says we will reboot your computer to an earlier time. And the Norton people haven't been able to figure it out, or Compaq.
Charlie,
they can't find the answer to it.
Charlie, what I was going to say, just to interrupt you here for a second, I apologize, is it sounds because you were trying to put in Norton 2003 new?
Well, the computer came with 2004, and I had a problem with that.
Right.
So I deleted 2004, then I put 2003 in there thinking that it would be better. Now I have more problems with this.
What you might want to do is, all right, there's a few things. One, I would highly recommend going to our website, running the Security Tangle. Then you can go to the Norton website.
Right.
And they have, matter of fact, I think we've got a link to it off of the soundbite page. It's for the Norton Remove Tool. When you try to remove the 2004 or even 2003 or 2002, they do not totally remove them from the registry. So what I would suggest is also get that remove tool after you've done the security tangle, because you can have something else in there trying to block this on you. So run the security tangle, then go to and get the Norton remove tool. It will remove all previous versions of Norton. Then, you know, now you've run the Stinger, the Adware, and the SpyBot. You do the remove tool, restart your machine, and retry installing 2003, and you should be okay. They have had a number of problems right now, just so the folks know out there right now. Norton 2004, especially with Windows XP, doesn't always go on very nicely. It can give you all kinds of errors. And what we found you have to do is, even though you get the errors, don't panic. What you want to do is if you go to the Start button, go over to Norton, and there you've got a link right there that you can click on Updates. you're going to have to probably run the update program at least 2 to 3 times before the errors finally go away.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. In fact, it doesn't want to update. I have to do it manually.
Yeah. So give that a shot, though, and I guarantee it'll correct the issue for you.
Oh, so okay, I hope so, guys.
All right, let me know.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Thanks. Our next caller is Dan from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got a used computer from a place here in town, and go to turn it on, and the amber lock is lit up, and it won't. And that's all it'll do.
Which lock? The scroll lock or the caps lock?
I'm sorry.
Which lock?
It's right on the tower. The middle light. It's got the little lock. And when I turn the computer on, the amber light comes on, and they told me I had to diddle some dip switches inside.
Is there a key lock on the machine?
Yeah.
You need the key to unlock it. It sounds like it used to be a server, and servers will often have keys on them, so you can physically lock the computer and prevent people from using them.
All right. Well, I've got it unlocked, and they said you had to go in and clear the password and all that.
What you can do is just take the battery out of the machine. Inside on the motherboard, if you take the battery out and let it set for, say, a half hour or so, put it back in, it totally erases the date, the time, and everything else. So you're going to want to write down any particular setting, say if you have serial ports turned off or whatever, the way you want to configure it. But when it reboots, you're going to have to go into the BIOS, reset the date, time. It'll automatically find the hard drives in that, but if you want to turn off any serial ports, you can do that. But the passwords will also be lost.
And there's you.
Dan, somebody sold you a computer without giving you the password to the BIOS.
That's it. There's this place here in town that advertises on a computer like magazine. I don't say the name or anything that I got it from. And
so that's the way you clear it out, though.
Yeah.
Now, oftentimes on the motherboard, there's a reset BIOS jumper if you can find it.
All right.
You might want to take it back to them and ask them to do it for you.
Yeah, I think I'm about ready to do that. So.
I have to say that anybody selling a used computer, that's fine. That's understandable. But to sell it without having checked the BIOS, and in order to check the BIOS, they should have noticed that there was a password.
I bet all the previous data is still on it, too.
Yeah.
So whoever sold that computer in the first place... like all their data.
It's now exposed to Dan, who
especially if it
has
was a
access
server.
To all of their data.
No, that might have been taken off.
Yeah, it's got a new hard drive in.
Yeah, because if they don't, you don't need the password for the BIOS on the hard drive.
Yeah.
It's in.
Yeah, but they should. I mean, how do you sell a computer without looking? Anyway, Dan, clearly this is true. Anyway, you should do that and think twice about buying something else from them.
All right.
Thanks. I hate to say that. Of course, we don't know who that is, so I guess.
Yeah, we're not naming it.
But whoever that is ought to think twice about their...
Well, our,
take a close look at their
We sell
used
machines at Jesse Group, and our biggest problem is they come in when someone buys another computer.
Sure.
The problem is no one ever has their disks anymore. They lose the system disks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we have to sell an empty computer, and then whoever wants to buy it has to buy a new system, and they're always annoyed by that.
Well, it's the way the world works. I mean, you don't... See, this is something you've got to remember.
And half the time for the old computers, you can't buy that old system anymore.
Right. And the other thing you have to remember is we've got to stop saying you buy your software. If it's an operating system, 9 times out of 10, you're renting it. You don't actually buy it.
You have a license to use it. You don't own it.
Right. You don't own it, and so...
That's sort of a general tip for everyone. Keep the disks handy. You may need them yourself to reinstall your computer.
Oh, countless times I've gone to clients. Yeah. We got to reload everything. Where's your video card and all that?
Oh. Right.
I got this from Mary, who got it from John, who got it from Paul. So we don't have a clue.
Well, then it's going to cost you another $300 to buy all this stuff again.
Or go on the Internet and try looking up for all those drivers.
Well, and then trying to find out which video card it is horrible.
Yeah.
Chipsets and then OEMs. And
then versions. Once you find the card, it could have had 4 different iterations or revisions, and you've got to determine which one.
Right.
So you put XP on, you know, you sell them XP and hope it knows.
Mm-hmm. You are right, exactly. Yeah. Hope it's got it in the database.
Yeah.
Our next caller, Chris, on a cell phone. Welcome, Chris.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too good. I got a problem with an older computer of mine that Windows 95 originally, it was up into 98. And everything went gibberish. You can't read the taskbar or anything. It starts up, but it looks like Japanese or something like that on there. You just can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
10.9, the font got corrupted.
Yeah.
Well, does everything still work? You just can't read the screen?
Well, I could bring up the menu. I go to the menu. I don't know what I'm clicking on because it's all gibberish. Everything's gibberish.
Right. But if you do happen to start a program, for example, if you could start Word.
Yeah.
When you type, do you see regular text?
I don't see regular text anything. I do want to mention that I do have a scanner that I purchased. It's from Musket, I think.
Yeah.
I noticed the problem a couple years back was having the same thing whenever I used that. So it's a scanner that I actually never got to use because it always switched over to gibberish. But now the whole computer is gibberish.
Right. It's very possible that your system locale has been changed. The place that the computer thinks it's from has been changed to, say, Japan or China or somewhere else.
And if you don't have the Chinese or Japanese font, it can't display it properly.
And even if you do, you
may not be able to read it, but you can tell it's Japanese.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
If you can maneuver your way into the control panel, try starting it up in safe mode, work your way to the control panel, and try changing the font, the default font that Windows uses.
All right,
I'm sorry?
If I can't do that, can I just wipe everything out somehow and reinstall everything?
Just try putting Windows over Windows.
No, that's not going to change the locale. It might, but then again, it might not.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, you can erase the hard drive and reinstall clean.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of the most extreme last resort, because then you'll...
It doesn't matter. It's a backup system. I'm operating this to hold extra files.
Well, then, Chris, what you can do...
Yeah, if there's nothing on there you want now, you might as well just erase it and reinstall.
Well, to save you the hassle, first copy the whole Windows 98 folder onto the hard drive in a folder called Win98. Then what you do is type Deltree space program. That will get rid of all the programs on the computer. Then you can do a Deltree Windows. That totally wipes it out. And this way, any other programs and data you had on there will still be there.
All right.
Now, when you reboot, it'll just come to a C prompt. If you change over to the Windows 98 folder and type Setup, it will reinstall Windows all over again. This way, any of your document files and everything else are still there because they're in a separate folder.
All right.
Yeah, they are usually my doc. And this way, it'll install a fresh, clean version of Windows 98 for you.
Can that be upgraded? You can't upgrade that to XP, can you?
What is it? A Pentium what?
Regular Pentium.
If the machine is powerful enough, yeah.
Just a plain old Pentium. It's probably a 233.
No.
You need at least a P3500 minimum. 1,000 would be is better.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks. Our next caller, Bill from Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm having a problem with a wireless network that I've got hooked up directly to a system with Windows 2000, and then the wireless connection is a XP system, and I have no problem accessing across the wireless portion to the internet, but I can't access the other PC, and what I'm really trying to do is go through a printer that's hooked to that Windows 2000 PC.
They're both connected to the same router?
That's correct.
Same work group name?
Yes, that's all the
and
same.
And sharing is turned on the printer.
That's correct. And
the 2000 machine is 2000 server?
No. No, it's Windows 2000 Professional.
Okay, so it's set up peer-to-peer and this is just sharing.
That's correct.
And you can't see anything, you can't even see the other machine?
No, I can't. Once in a while, it'll show the work group. But not on a regular basis, and you know, it doesn't go consistently. And most of the time, if I click on it, when it does show it, it just sits there.
Sounds like the network settings aren't set up right.
Well, don't you have to set up users?
Well, does both machines get to the internet?
Yeah, both machines can go through the hub to the internet.
So the IP's working. Oh, no, that could be too. In Windows 2000, it may be defaulting to SMB over NetBIOS, and in Windows XP, it's SMB over IP. So
yeah.
You have to have both protocols
true.
Loaded on both machines. So make sure that Windows 2000 has file and print sharing attached to the IP protocol.
Yeah, I did that on both systems.
So can you ping the other machine from each machine?
That I have not tried.
Yeah, try that and make sure the low-level networking is working.
If not, then you've got to fool around with your router settings, I'm afraid.
The router settings?
And it sounds like that may be where the problem is.
Doesn't Windows 2000 though have settings that you got to let certain users in? You got
to
go in.
Well, you should still be able to see the machine, whether you can get in or not. You should still
I
be
didn't
able
play
to
that
see
much
for yeah.
2000.
Yeah, you should still be able to see it. Try that and let us know. We have to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Litton, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundwave 1180 WHAM.
It began with Babe Ruth being sold by the Sox to the Yankees.
A home run for Bambino.
The rivalry gained momentum with Bucky Dent.
Bucky Dent has just hit it.
When Boone hit the home run in last year's ALCS, the rivalry reached a fever pitch.
Gone, a home run. The New York Yankees have won the pennant.
Now, it has exploded.
Welcome, Alex Rodriguez. New York.
More games than ever before. Every weekend, when the Yankees play, they play on Wham!
Discover Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford. It's the grand opening of the new truck center with over 150 trucks available.
Your vision to drive, your vision to save.
F-250s and F-350s, 4x4 supercabs, over 50 available. F-Series automatic with air conditioning from $14,995 or $249 a month. New four-door Explorers from just $299 a month. New Rangers from just $149 a month. Rochester's best selection of pre-owned vehicles with over 200 to choose from. Like 2001 and 2002 Tauruses starting at just $199 a month. Plus free oil changes, a $500 value. And don't forget their $1,000 lowest price guarantee. Plus get 24-hour service with no appointment necessary. And an on-site body shop for your convenience. The grand opening of the new truck center at Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford.
Tax and motor vehicle fees collected on delivery. Payment 72 months term at 7% interest with approved credit. All rebates applied, including college graduate and owner loyalty. Prior sales excluded.
Your vision to drive, your vision to save. Vision will move you.
Hi there, boys and girls. Happy first day of spring, too. It's Joe LaMonaco. We're here at the Singular Wireless Store. You see on there, FYE. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock. So we've still got some more tickets to give away for Jiva Theater, the show's Blue, or Death of a Salesman. We got Nighthawk tickets for tonight. We want to give them to you, but only before 2 o'clock. Now, if you can't get here by then, you can still take advantage of the great deals that Singular has going on. Right now, you can share your minutes nationwide with their new Nation Family Talk plan, and you can keep your rollover minutes, too. Only Singular gives you two gifts in one. If you need a new phone, a couple of great deals to tell you about. A Samsung X427 color flip phone, $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with 2-year service agreement, or you can get the Nokia 3595 free when you sign up for a plan of $49.99 or higher and a 2-year service agreement. Singular fits you best, and you can get yourself a Singular to put up to your ear at great prices with great coverage plans that go all across North America here at the Singular Wireless Store. Check us out in the Eastview Mall across from FYE.
All right, class. Class! Thank you. The winter is good for things like skiing.
Yeah, skiing, yeah!
But the winter is bad for things like mobile windshield repair.
But, Teach, even I know that Ray Sands glass can repair windshields no matter what the weather.
That's true, Johnny. But in the winter, it's too cold outside for a mobile unit to replace your windshield, so it will stay in place.
You mean your windshield could fall out?
Exactly. If you need your windshield replaced or repaired in the winter, Ray Sands Glass will not put you and your family in danger by doing it outside. They will do it right inside.
So it won't fall out.
A plus for you. And Ray Sands Glass, a locally owned business for over 50 years, offering same day or next day service. When you call your insurance company, ask for Ray Sands Glass.
Ray Sands Glass, we fix it.
There are definite rites of passage in a woman's life. Her first designer handbag.
Extraordinary and expensive.
Her first foreign car.
Extraordinary and very expensive.
And Messner carpeting.
Extraordinary flooring, but at an ordinary price.
Yes, Messner does have extraordinary carpets, rugs, and flooring, but at ordinary prices. You'll love the extraordinary service, too, just like customer Debbie Bassett from Fairport.
Number one, the customer service. And he just kept his word about everything. Delivery date, the installation, the price is what they quote you. Never goes up a penny. They took the old carpet out, put the new carpet in. You would never know they were here. The floor came out perfect.
It's time for Messner's storewide spring sale with up to 50% off. Everything is up to 50% off now at Messner Carpet, Rugs, and Flooring. 19 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. Extraordinary floors at an ordinary price.
I'm attorney Frank Sigelski. I'll take your legal questions, comments, and concerns this and every Sunday at noon on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones. We're talking to Chip all the way from Batavia, New York. Welcome, Chip. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Gentlemen, who came
who
in?
Who walked in?
It's my teacher in me.
Ah, there you go.
I had Windows XP installed on my computer. They wiped the drive clean and started all over. And I used, opted to use Outlook instead of Outlook Express, as I had read that Microsoft was no longer going to do updates for Express. When I go to a new mail, and I
don't know
the...
if that's true, but go ahead anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay. When I go to type a new message, it used to auto-complete the address if it was in my address book. It doesn't do that anymore. And the other thing is that none of the formatting buttons in a new message work, you know, like bold, underline, italics. But if I reply to somebody, all of those formatting buttons are active. And I've gone to every menu I can think of in Outlook, and I don't see any place where, you know, I can opt to have autocomplete or activate the formatting buttons. Hello?
Yeah, no, no, no. We're trying to walk through a couple things here in our head. Basically,
personally, I'm walking through a lush tropical forest down to the beach.
No, I was just wondering if you under compose, and then you can, once you have the compose opened.
Now, where's that?
You know, when you go to compose a new message.
All right, new.
And yep. Then underneath there, check the properties there. If there's a setting under there that you can change your preferences.
Oh, let's see, properties.
Like I say, the reason I'm stumped is because, one, I won't use Outlook. I hate it. That's how 98% of all the viruses that are spread either through Outlook or Outlook Express, we always say use, Mozilla or Netscape, Eudora. I mean, there's so many other products that are far more safer, easier to use. You can block spam. You can block pop-ups. There's just more benefit.
Can you get Eudora?
Yeah, you can download it free. You can download.
There's three versions of Eudora. There's a light version with limited features that's completely free. The biggest feature it limits is the spell checker. Then there's the sponsored version that puts a little one-inch square ad in the corner of your screen but gives you every feature. And then there's the pay version, which is, $30? Ridiculously cheap price that takes away the little ad and still gives you all the features.
But you can have more control. You can eliminate pop-ups. You can eliminate, filter out more spam. And, I mean, it's just better all the way around using one of those other products because, see, 99% of the virus writers out there figure Most of the folks are going to use Outlook or Outlook Express, so that's what they write their viruses for.
Okay.
And that's why we always encourage folks to go to, you know, like Eudora or Firebird or any of those, Mozilla.
Have you tried reinstalling Outlook?
Is that part of XP?
You can download updates.
No, Outlook is part of Microsoft Office.
No, Outlook is part of Office.
Oh, Office, okay. Yeah. And I did have a new version of Office.
Yeah, you should do that. I mean, I agree with these guys. You should use something different. But if you want to stick with Outlook, try installing a new version. It sounds like something got corrupted, and installing the newer version should fix that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180. WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and medical reporter, Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers, available at Unity Health System Women's Health and Imaging Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Grassroots Shoes, Frontier Commons, Jefferson Road, Henrietta, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, Ridge Road West in Greece.
If you think the Lincoln Mercury Think Big sales event can't get any bigger, think again. Because for a limited time, you can take advantage of low APR financing, big cash back, or small monthly payments on all Lincoln and Mercury cars and SUVs. Like the luxurious Lincoln Town Car, with the highest owner loyalty in its class. Plus, it was the first car in history to receive the government's highest five-star safety rating in all five categories. Or save big on Mercury Grand Marquis and get leather seating surfaces at no extra charge, a $995 value. Government's driver and passenger front, side, front, and rear crash test and rollover resistance rating 2003-2004. According to Polk statistics for the luxury car category in the 2003 model year, Town Car ranked highest by having the greatest number of households return to purchase or lease another Town Car. No charge leather seating available on Grand Marquis, GS Convenience, LS Premium, and LS Ultimate models. The Think Big sales event is only for a limited time, so see your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. So I take Ester C every day because it not only supports my immune health, but my heart, eyes, and joints too. That's what Ester C does. It protects your whole body, and it's gentle on your stomach. The metabolites in patented Ester C make it different than regular C. For whole body protection, take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Rite Aid, Eckerd's, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, have you heard? Cialis is here. Are you ready? Get to know Cialis. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about prescription Cialis Tadalafil. Find out today if a free sample of Cialis is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis, it's here. Are you ready?
Soundbites, powered by Patrick Jeep.
Wham's Michael Savage.
The great universities today glorify houses of prostitution.
Weeknights, 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites. We're back to the phones, and we're going to talk to John from Fairport, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Thanks. I have a question. I ran Adware, and it found some files, but they seem to be in the restore folder. And unfortunately, I'm running ME, but they seem to be behind that folder, and it can't get rid of them until it's...
Dave!
What do I need to do?
Dave! Mm-hmm. You just let that slide by? You are tired.
Yep.
Holy cow!
I'm trying to be decent because, you know what? I'm slowly trying to work, you know, some ideas in my head for what we're going to do when we have a big batch on the 15th.
Okay, well, pay attention to the guy's question.
But I got to come up with it.
Yeah. All right, so you found problems, but they're in the restore folder.
Right.
Yeah, you got to turn the restore off.
Right.
And that'll dump everything out of that folder.
Right. Now, I did do the file system properties, disable system restore, and that is checked, and I rebooted.
Now, have you run the AdAware in safe mode?
I believe I did try that, and it still didn't do it.
Because usually if you...
a couple times.
If you try to run in safe mode, then it will, you know, it shuts down a lot of other things that doesn't get loaded, you know, other TSRs in it don't get loaded, and then you can run the adware. Now, you also checked for the update?
Yeah.
All right, and then try it seriously, starting it up in safe mode. That usually always, you know, lets you run it from there. But have you also run SpyBot?
Yes, and I got rid of a lot of stuff there.
Do SpyBot also in safe mode.
Right, okay, if I'm not mistaken, I may have tried that as well. But I also noticed on the file system properties where it says disable system restore,
mm-hmm.
there's like another 6 items that says, you know, disable stuff. And I'm wondering if one of those that isn't checked presently, whether I should check those.
Usually just the system restore is the only one that you got to turn off.
Right. Okay, so, Okay, because I'm pretty sure I tried.
A lot of viruses like to hide.
Right. And I'm pretty sure I tried that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, as far as running them in safe mode, I'm wondering, I mean, there's stuff like, you know, disable right behind cache and disable all 32-bit protected.
Disabling those will simply slow your machine down tremendously.
One thing for you, Jack. Now, what size machine do you have?
How do you mean?
Is it a Pentium 3, 4?
It's a low-end number. It's a low number. Not that low. Oh, I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the size machine. Pentium 3.
Pentium 3, if it's more than 500 megahertz, what you might want to seriously do, and then this way you've got a CD to bring with you when we have our big bash, is go get a copy of Windows XP and upgrade to that, and then you got that CD to bring to our bash in September when we have our big blowout, and I come up with some unique idea to get rid of all those ME discs.
Right. Unfortunately, they didn't give me a disc. Well, they may have, but I'll just bring the PC. Anyhow.
All right.
Okay, but that should do it, though, huh?
Yeah, give that a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know next week how you make out.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I admit, well, I've been working, you know, most of the night lately. Yeah. Until like 10 and 11 o'clock, and getting exhausted.
I'm sure you have.
Meanwhile.
Our next caller is Bob from Penn Yan, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hi. I'm looking for a utility to be able to print from an old DOS program to a Windows-only printer.
That almost never works. What you really need to do is to reinstall the printer and say you want to print from DOS programs as well.
And what it does is that during the printer setup, you capture an LPT port and point it to the Windows printer. So under DOS, you just print to LPT1 like normal.
Okay, I'm not sure whether this printer had that in it. It's a Canon i550.
Well, it has nothing to do with the printer and everything to do with the operating system. When you first set the printer up, and I don't know if you can change it later. I think it's kind of silly.
I don't think
you
can.
When you first set the printer up, one of the choices
There is a capture printer port button somewhere in the printer property.
Oh, there is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, right-click on the property of that printer. Right-click on the printer and go to property.
Right.
And there, not sure.
You'll have to look around, but there's something that says capture printer port.
Yep.
Okay.
And you should be able to simply capture port 1, and you're done.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Well, looks like we've wasted another weekend. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton. I'm Nick Francesco. I want to thank each and every one of you for calling in. Please remember to join us on our website. Please remember to vote in the polls. Please join us in the forums here. Most of the fun of sound bites happens in the forums, and I think you'll like the people you meet there. We'll be back here next Saturday at 12:20-ish p.m. And for all the folks at 1180 WHM, I want to say thanks. This is Sound Bites.
It's a first in Dorshel's 60-year history. Come into any of our five Dorshel locations. Choose from 1,500 new and used cars and take a vacation from car payments. Because Dorshel exclusively presents No Pay Till Labor Day. Now you can choose any Dorshel Lexus, Dorshel Saab, Dorshel Infiniti, any used car 2000 or newer. And then drive all spring, all summer payment free. Because for qualified buyers, we've arranged special financing up to 60 months. Not to mention No Pay Till Labor Day.
This is Rick Dorshel. On top of this exclusive Dorshel offer, every car is yours at Dorshel's guaranteed low price. And you still get all the rebates, too.
No Pay Till Labor Day. Come to any Dorshel location now, West Henrietta Road or in Honeyoy Falls. The sooner you come in, the longer you'll enjoy your new Dorshel vehicle without making payments. It's never happened before. It may never happen again. No Pay Till Labor Day. Only at Dorshel.
Wake up.